fucking wait to hear.
Oh, sorry. What the fuck? Boy. I cut it off. I don't even care. Welcome to Privateers Inc.
Welcome, everybody.
Episode 64. Well,
here he goes again.
Yeah, sorry, Dan. Go ahead. You wanted to welcome everyone?
Yeah, go ahead, Dan. Fine. Go ahead. Everyone quiet.
Welcome to Privateers.
At least that wasn't fucking delayed.
Why you step on everyone, and then when it comes time, everyone leaves you the fucking mic open to talk, and you fucking say nothing for 10 seconds.
Oh, my God.
Is there a delay? What the fuck?
Dan, do you want to plug our sponsor Ambien this week by any chance?
Yeah.
Or lithium by...
I could plug lithium, I guess.
Yeah, not the song, but the actual drug that you've done.
I'm not coming back. I kill
That's
you.
That's not even the words. I'm not going to cry. I'm not coming back. You know what? Coming back to Connecticut to do the fucking show without us having a delay?
Yeah. Welcome to Privateers Inc. This is Joe, Matt, Dan, Ryan. All four of us are here. We have a four-person format now, Matt. We don't have a fucking odd number. We're odd, but not an odd number.
You got nothing on the walls here.
I know. That's
what are you talking about? There's three odd people, but over here, I'm not odd at all.
I like to call it a 4G.
A 4G? I like that. Yeah. That's a good one.
4G. Okay.
Wait, I'm going to patent that shit real quick. Hang on a second.
Oh, son of a bitch! No,
just like
I
the
should.
Fucking moose knuckle pants. Here we go.
I got moose knuckle pants. No, 4G.com.
Do you really still have that domain, Joe?
Yeah, I still own mooseknucklepants.com, just in case I ever want to make pants that'll create a nice moose knuckle for guys, apparently. I thought it was for women. I thought a moose knuckle is the same thing as a fucking camel toe.
Not even close.
I was wrong. It's the complete fucking opposite.
It's fucking great.
But that's not going to stop me from making yoga pants for men, Matt, just so you're aware.
Yeah, there's many, many men that would wear that.
Right. Trip is working on that feverishly. By the way, I should say hello to Trip. He got his dental work done this past week.
How's it look?
I don't know. I haven't seen it. He can't even talk.
It looks like shit. Like
fuck.
How do you know, Dan? Did you see
Did
Trip
he send
this
you
week?
A picture? Are you FaceTiming him?
Yeah. I've been texting him, and he sent me a picture.
Oh, he did? How's it look? Not bad, not good. It looks like shit.
I said it looks like shit.
Oh.
What do you think? Is he going to be sucking dick by Tuesday or what?
I think so. Why? By Tuesday? He's not already?
I'm sure he probably is. I can't see him in the other room, so.
That's nasty. By Tuesday? Give me his phone number.
Hang on, Ryan. I'm texting you right now.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
Matt, how was your week?
It was all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fucking uneventful.
Right.
Except for something that happened last week.
Yeah.
Uneventful, except for.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, right.
So,
should we get into that, but tell the true story?
Do you want to tell the true story?
We should tell the true story, but how should we tell it? Should we tell it from my point of view than yours, or should we just kind of interrupt each other when we get to certain points?
Yeah, well, all right, let's start.
Let's start from the start.
Can we start off by saying that this may or may not be hyperbole?
This may be just us making shit up.
Yeah, yeah, we might be making things up. But
this is all legend.
Yeah, yeah. But between us four, this is the absolute truth.
Right. Okay. Nobody else.
Sure it is.
To all the listeners, Ben, this is nothing.
Yeah,
don't worry about
this
it.
This is all a joke. All right, Matt, why don't you... It sort of happened to Matt. I was involved, but it started off where it happened to Matt. So, Matt, why don't you go ahead and tell this story?
So here at Joe's place, okay, we're sitting in the back. I mean, right now, my back is to Trip and the kitchen where Trip is, and I face the door. Okay, the door is about, I don't know, whatever, 30 feet away, whatever it is. I parked my car right in front of Joe's door, but Dan's been here before. You know that when you park up in front of Joe's door, you damn near have to do like a Fonzie slide over the fucking hood because you got to park really close.
That's Dukes of Hazzard, by the way, but go ahead.
So, I park right in front of his door, whatever. So, last week, we did the show, we did everything. We found some funny shit going on, whatever. I said, okay, it's about, what time, Joe? 12? It's about midnight, 12:15 or something.
Yeah, a little bit after 12.
I said, okay, you know, fuck it, I'm going to go. Joe's going to finish up, and then we could do this whole thing. So I said, all right, fuck it, I'm out. So I grab my keys. I open the door. No car.
Car's gone.
Car's fucking gone.
Oh, shit.
I'm like,
wow.
I stood out in the fucking parking space where my car was, looking at these tire tracks, and I yelled into Joe. I said, "Joe, my car is gone."
Said someone stole my car.
I said someone stole my fucking car. He's in here going, "Fuck you, bullshit." And I'm like, "Nah, dude, I'm dead serious. Someone stole my fucking car. It's gone." Now I had the fucking alarm on, so yeah. I don't know how someone got in the motherfucker without beeping. I mean, we're only but 20 feet away
from the car. Yeah, yeah.
Right. I mean, it's right there.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's fucking weird. All right.
Wow, that's a great story. So what's what are we doing now?
Well, oh no! Trust me, it escalates from here.
Oh, no, wait, more. Ryan. There's more. Yeah,
yeah,
oh,
there may be more to this
story. Oh, wait, there's more.
Believe it or not, that's not the end.
Oh my god!
So,
well, everyone, tune in next week when we tell the rest of this story.
Have a good day, guys.
Okay, bye. Have a good. Welcome to Privateers. What was it? Facebook.com and all that happy horseshit. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, it's something about Suboxone, whatever. So, yeah. And Gary still owes me money. So. Basically, I'm standing outside kind of scratching my head going, like, what am I supposed to do now? I mean, I don't know what the fuck to do. And Joe comes out, and he goes, I see the look of disdain on his face.
Oh, yeah.
And he says, no, your car didn't get stolen. I know what happened. And I went, okay, so now I'm thinking, okay, what happened? He has someone here that he knows that is a heroin
addict. He probably got towed.
So... Joe goes, they fucking towed it. And I'm like, who did? So he goes, the fucking place where I live, they fucking towed it. And I'm like, come on. So he gets the fucking number of the tow joint from the sticker on the window.
Right, right.
And I'm like, okay, I'm not at this point, I'm staying outside. I mean, but let's keep in mind, I got a front-wheel drive car. The fucking thing was parked up against Joe's door. The tire marks that I saw on the ground were them pulling my fucking car and park across the fucking parking lot.
Oh, Jesus. So they weren't tracks. It was just a drag mark.
Exactly. Oh, that's fucked up.
Jesus Christ. What a fucking bunch of assholes.
But let me tell you guys, as an ACE certified mechanic, I can tell you that there's nothing wrong with it.
Right.
So go ahead.
So it's ASE, Joe. But
whatever.
So
anyway. An electrician, electrical mechanic, electronical.
Yes, I'm also
guy.
An electronical. Yeah, I'm electronical as well.
So Joe's over there calling. You, Joe, you can explain what happened on the phone. So I'm just standing here like a fucking bystander now. What, like going, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Somebody fuck. Oh, and by the way, I just want to reiterate how many cars were in the fucking parking lot here.
300 maybe?
Yeah. No, three.
No, there were three, yeah.
There was three. And Joe, how many fucking spots are back here?
Oh, God.
40?
Yeah, 40 spots.
There's 40 fucking spots. I'm parked in directly in front of Joe's door. If his door opened outward, it would fucking hit my hood. That's how close I was to his fucking door. So the fact that nobody would even... Anyway, so there's about 40 spots, three cars in the entire parking lot. They towed my fucking car. Okay.
Well, you didn't have a sticker in it, you fucking stupid.
So explain, Joe, what happened next.
All right. So I call the place and I go, did you guys tow a place from over here? I'm not going to say my address, of course, Matt, because I don't want Ben coming here to my apartment. But right. So anyway, I said from here, and they said, yeah. Or he said, what kind of car is it? And I told them what kind of car Matt has. I said, it's a Cadillac Escalade 2021. Mm-hmm. They got it early. You know, it's kind of his deal. They said, yeah.
That's his shit.
Right. And they said, yeah, we do have one. And I said, okay, well, that was somebody at my apartment.
And I'm going to cut you off right there because at this point, I'm already on the phone with my wife. I'm calling up and I'm talking.
He's going, can't see my car.
No. I said,
I wish I were a fly on the wall.
I said, these fucking they stole the fucking car to get.
That's not what happened, but it's 937 trip.
So anyway, but go ahead.
All right. So I said,
go from Goodfellas.
Yeah,
exactly.
So all right. So I said you got the car. Whatever. He was at my apartment. It's someone's here. I think I said something about like I was borrowing the car or whatever. And the guy says to me, "Well, we got the car here. It's $192 to get it out." And I said, "Yeah, but it was somebody that's at my apartment. It shouldn't have. They told me that I could have people park back here as long as it wasn't for like a day or overnight or anything like that, and everything would be fine." And the guy goes, right. "Well." That's on you. It doesn't matter. But I said, yeah, but I need the fucking car. I said, he's got a kid at home. He's got to go home. He's got, you know, and the guy goes, listen to me. I'm going to say this to you one more time. And then I'm going to hang up on you if you say anything else. You either come down here and you pay $192.80 to get the car out, or you wait until 8 o'clock tomorrow morning and you call the manager and you talk with the manager. That's it.
Oh, what a fucking asshole.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Fucking cunt.
Wow. Bitch.
Now, for any of you listeners out there who either are relatives of tow truck drivers or you like tow truck drivers, stop listening to us. I fucking hate you. I hope you fucking die.
That's right. We don't like you. Fucking fuck off.
So, anyway, tow truck drivers are just pieces of shit.
Yeah, can I fucking reiterate that
yeah,
shit?
Please.
When they always say the same thing. Oh, somebody's got to do it. It's just a job. Dude, you don't have to take a fucking shit-ass job like that.
That's right.
Get a fucking job with respect.
You also don't have to fucking take a car just because.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I go, okay, so I call my landlord and I say, tell him what happened. And he goes, oh, I'm really sorry about that. We'll take care of it. He goes, if you can do me a favor and go down and pay the money tonight, I'll make sure that you get it back.
That's not exactly how calm that conversation went.
Yeah, what? I mean, I was a little more.
Yeah.
Pay the money.
Yeah, no. But because it was, don't forget, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. This guy's in Chicago. He's like, I can't do anything right this second. I can't call the company because the managers aren't even there. So he goes, if you pay it, I'll take care of you. Like, don't worry. I said, okay. So I go, let's get in the fucking car.
Just to let everyone know, the guy's a fucking.
You can't say that, though.
But he is.
It's 11:50.
Joe, that's what they do.
I know, but that's not. No. So I go, let's get in the fucking car. So we get in the car.
Okay? Right. All three of us.
All three of us get in the car. Emily's with us. Right? We go to the, we get in the car. We drive down to this joint.
Emily plays a particularly important part in this later. That's why I mentioned
it. Yeah, yeah. It's sort of an integral part. You're here. So it's actually kind of, integral? Yeah, if you think about it, it's sort of like she's the one who, what? I don't know what Dan just said. No, not an inaugural
part. He repeated you, Joe.
Oh, sorry. Yes, Dan, thank you. So we drive down to the place, and the guy's sitting there. Now, it's typically gated at these places. There is a gate, but it's open.
That's right.
Wide the fuck open, and this asshole's parked like right in the middle of the opening of the gate.
Correct.
But enough that you could probably slide a car through if you wanted to.
It'd be close.
Right.
If you wanted to. So we go down there, and the guy's like,
yeah,
and I called the guy and I said, listen, I'm going to be there in 10 minutes. Are you going to be there? He said, yeah. I said, don't fucking leave. I'm coming there right now. We're getting the car and then we're leaving or whatever. And he's saying some shit to me. I hung up on him because he's a fucking cocksucker. And that was it.
Right.
So we go down there and he's sitting in the fucking truck and Matt and I get out of the car, out of my car. We can see his car over there.
Yeah.
And we go up to the tow truck driver. Take it from here, Matt, because it's a little blurry to me.
So originally what happened is we got out of the car. And the dude's sitting there in the middle of the gate situation with the gate open, and he's got his window open. So I just fucking walk right by him over toward my car. And the guy's like, where the fuck you think you're going? I said, to get my car, dick fuck. So he's like, oh, not without fucking paying for it, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And at this point, Joe's about four steps behind me headed toward the guy's truck. So yeah. I'm like, okay, well, this is fucking interesting. So I see Joe. Joe goes, all right, whatever, we got to get this fucking car out of here, whatever, this and that. The guy starts telling Joe he needs his fucking ID. So now I hear this, and I already unlocked my car, but now I'm walking back. I'm going to walk backwards now over to back to the truck where Joe is because I don't know what's about to happen here. I don't know, some shit's about to pop off or whatever. So walk back over to the truck, and Joe is in the midst of telling the guy to go fuck himself and this and that. And the guy's going, oh, I need your fucking ID. And Joe's going, you don't need my fucking ID. What the fuck do you need my ID for, you dickhead? And at the same time, he's got $200 bills in his hand. Okay. And he goes, you know, what the fuck? You don't need my ID, whatever. And the guy's going, I can't fucking, you know, just give the card to just anybody, this and that.
Oh, and so, by the way, somewhere in the middle of this, he asked me to sign a receipt thing.
That was after.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah. So Joe takes his fucking ID and he throws it in the truck. He also throws the $200 in the truck. Okay? And he goes, nah, fuck it. And he goes, let's go get your car. Fuck it. I don't even need that fucking ID. I'll just fucking get another one.
Are we telling it like this?
Nice.
That's what it seemed like. That's what I saw.
Wait, are you being serious?
That's definitely what I saw.
You being serious?
Yeah.
Oh. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, that's what I saw.
Because
the money, I was doing this. He's flagrantly thrown into the window.
Yeah, I was showing him that I had money, and he didn't.
He did, even he admitted that.
Yeah.
So, no, you did. You held up fucking money.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
So anyway, Joe throws whatever in a fucking truck situation, and we go walk over to my car, and I grab my car, and as I grab my car, The dude backs up about 5 foot.
Yeah.
Just enough for me to slip the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? So as I'm in my car about to move, the dude's yelling to Joe to come sign a fucking receipt. You're not fucking leaving until you sign this fucking thing.
Yeah.
You know, Joe's like, fuck you. And I'm like, fuck you. You know, we're yelling him, fuck you, across
you
the
just tossed him $200, allegedly. What the fuck does that
matter? So anyway, dude, finally I get my car and I fucking sneak by him. Joe's walking back toward the dude's truck. I'm outside of the gate. So now, and he's like, if you don't sign this fucking thing, I'm going to shut this gate and I'm calling the police. And I'm like, well, I ain't fucking having any of that. I'm fucking out of here. So I pull my car past the gate so he ain't got nothing to fucking hold. And I get out of my car. So now my car's on. I get out. I go back over. Now Joe's over at the truck, but behind the gate now, back into the park, into their parking lot now.
Right.
So
right.
Joe's over there yelling at the fucking dude and this and that. So now I go over there. And the guys, and when I walk back over, the guy's holding Joe's ID and he won't give it back to him. And Joe's going, just give me my fucking ID back. And he goes, no, fuck you, not until you sign this paper. And Joe's like, fuck you, I don't give a shit. I'm not, just give me my fucking, I don't need to sign a fucking paper. Give me my fucking ID. Oh, it's the property of the state of wherever.
Florida.
Florida. And you know, you're not allowed to keep it. It's fucking illegal, blah, blah, blah. And the guy's like, fucking, you know, whatever. Finally, so me and Joe are yelling at him to give his fucking ID back. Finally, the guy gives Joe's ID back. I sign the fucking paper. Joe signed the fucking paper, throws his fucking pen at him. And then the guy goes, now give me the fucking money. So,
oh yeah.
So I was like, dude, he fucking gave you the money. And the guy's like, I said, I saw him put the fucking money in the window. What the fuck is your problem? And Joe's like, I put the fucking money in the window. The guy goes, I know you did, but I don't know where the fuck it is. Now he's getting out of the fucking truck because he can't find the fucking money.
Oh no.
Oh my God.
So before he got out of the truck, he called the fucking cops. Okay. And now I'm like, okay, so now they're going to start chasing me down the fucking street. You know, because I'm going to fucking take off, and I don't need that shit. I just want to go home.
Can I just say, why would you think that? You have such a great track record. Look,
and by the way, let's remember exactly what we were talking about.
I was just going to say, it was very coincidental that that night we were talking about getting arrested and shit.
And we were talking about that feeling you get in the pit of your stomach when the cops are behind you.
Yeah.
So needless to say, I'm like, fine. So me and Joe are standing there. The cops are already on their way. You know, now it's like they know they got my plate numbers. I may or may not owe taxes. I may or may not have a good registration.
Right.
Joe fucking, they know his name now because the dude took his ID. So what are we going to do? Take off? This is going to be a whole thing.
But Matt, I'm from Florida. They don't know anything. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, well.
Right.
Yeah, well, they also know exactly where they towed the fucking car from, too.
Well,
yeah. So anyway, so we're kind of sitting there. And the cops didn't, they took maybe 5-10 minutes to show up.
Yeah.
So we're standing there. Finally, the cops show up. And, you know, they do this thing where they kind of brush by us. We're going to talk to them type of thing first.
He said, who called the cops? And I said, he did. He goes, okay, then stand over there.
Right. So we stood there. And at this point, it's about 1:30 in the morning. Okay. And we're standing in this fucking thing. So the guy's going, the cop comes back over to us finally. And he goes, listen, the guy just needs his money. And I said, fuck him. He got his fucking money. I said, the dude, my brother took the money, he threw it in the window. I said, go ask him. And he said, is that true? And the guy said, well, I saw it. It was here. I don't know what the fuck happened to it. You know, it must have fell. So now there's two cops with flashlights looking all under every car in a fucking lot looking for $200 bills. Okay. So now I'm like, what the fuck? So now they're asking Joe to empty his pockets. They're telling him like, but now Joe has $100 bills in his pockets.
Right.
I'm going to be honest with you. So Joe, you had $500 bills in your pocket.
Yeah.
In my top pocket, I had $300 bills. In another pocket, I had $800 bills.
That's weird. Didn't you have $200 in your sock too?
No. I had $300 under my hat though. But so anyway, so between me and Joe, we had like $2,000 in fucking $100 bills. But what good is it going to be for Joe to empty his pockets? I mean, so anyway, he pulled $500 in hundreds out of his pocket, put it on the hood of his car.
Well, I took my shoes off and shit.
He did.
I was like, here,
he
look
did.
At
he was
my
standing
shoes.
In the fucking thing with his shoes off.
There you go.
It was funny, but. Needless to say, that's the dumbest thing. This cop is not going to make detective, trust me, because you're not just going to ask a guy how many $100 bills he had before. And then, anyway, So then,
what he's really saying is, dude, can you just give him what he wants?
That's right. I don't have to do my job. That's exactly what he's fucking saying. Yeah. So then he goes over to that guy and he tells him to empty his pockets, and they're searching through the fucking truck. And then he comes back over to us and he goes, listen, he's got all of his money neatly folded up, blah blah blah. And I'm like, what the fuck difference does it make? I looked at the cop. I said, listen to me, dude. Listen, this is the problem. My car. Where's my car? My car's out here. It's not in the gate. And there's a signed receipt. And my brother has his ID back. How could that all have happened without this dude getting money?
No shit.
And the cop's going, I don't know, but he really wants to. And by the way, I found out some shit about that place. But anyway, I'll tell you that later.
So at that point, it's not the matter for the cops. Now it's small
a civil
claims.
Matter.
It could take you guys
it's a
small
fucking
claims
civil matter. And let's reiterate one more thing. Before we even left, we did call the police to see if they could help us out. And what they told us was, no, we will not help you out. This is a civil matter.
Yeah.
Right.
Yet when this guy calls them, it's not a civil matter anymore. Now they need the cops to come in there and fucking search around with flashlights.
Because cops love fucking snitches. And that's exactly what a repo guy is a fucking snitch.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right. So needless to say, dude, this thing's going back and forth. Now it's fucking 2:30 in the morning, dude. Okay. And basically, the whole time that we're standing there with the cops and this guy, now a third cruiser pulls up. So there's three fucking cruisers, us, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, shit.
So all this fucking shit is going on, dude. And now they're like asking me, they're looking in my car, which you can't see in my car because of my tints. But the fucking dude's like, you know, opening my door and he's looking in the fucking car and he's shining a flashlight through there and you can't see. What are you going to find in there?
Yeah, what is he looking for?
He's looking for $200 bills that may have flown with the wind or whatever.
Yeah.
He's looking for any reason to take you in so that he doesn't have to deal with this shit.
That's right.
Yeah. He's trying to find an arrestable offense so he could just be like, "Well, this is an easy way to fix this."
Right.
You know, cuz he doesn't want to be out there. So he's been now like this entire time probably from like 1:20 or 1:30 to like 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah, now we're at 2:30 in the morning. It,
this whole time, Jesus all Christ. The cops are doing is going back and forth between us and him, and us going, well, and the guy's going, well, what do you want me to do? I don't know what to do. And I'm like, and me and Joe, I think both said the same thing. I definitely told the cop, I said, this is the answer.
Tough shit for the guy.
You go to the guy and say, pay better attention to your fucking money, and then you let us go, and that's it. There's nothing else to say.
How is this a head scratcher? You know what I think is they were probably trying to distract you guys so that they could plant something in your car.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, cause especially because there was more than
it could be.
There was a couple, but anyway,
like basil or a palm tree or something.
Yeah, maybe. Or,
oh, you meant plant? I'm sorry. Yeah. I thought it was a horticulturist.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
So needless to say, it all ended where we were finally like, listen, we're getting the fuck out of here. There is zero fucking reason for us to be here anymore. There was no crime committed. It's a civil fucking matter. We're fucking out. So I get in my fucking car. The cop's like, you know what? Just go. The tow truck guy gets fucking livid.
Oh.
Livid.
I love it.
He's fucking motherfucking. I couldn't hear him, but I know he was motherfucking us left and right in that truck. He fucking puts it in reverse and jams that fucking gas down and like flies backwards at about 100 miles an hour back to the fucking garage.
Yeah.
And then he just sits there like a dumb cunt. So then me and Joe take off out of the fucking parking lot and we're driving down the fucking street laughing and whatever. So we get to, and I'll let you finish the story, Joe. I need a gas right near Joe's house.
Yeah.
So we pull into Cumberland Farms. Go ahead.
Yeah. Wait. Do you want me to tell what really happened now? Is that what you
want? Yeah. Tell what really, well, tell how the story ended and then tell how it happened.
Well, all right. So I don't remember because it was,
okay. I'll tell the rest of the story. Joe,
yeah, you don't remember. Sure.
So we pull into Cumberland Farms. I go to get gas. Joe's like, yeah, I got to get gas too.
It was a Shell station, if you're going to be accurate.
Yeah, whatever it is. So I'm like, yeah, fuck him. You know, and Joe's like, yeah, fuck that asshole. Emily's there. Yeah, fucking piece of shit. So fucking, I look at Joe. I said, what happened? He goes, oh no, I took the money back. I have the money.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let me tell. All right. Now I'll tell you what really.
Now tell me what happened because, in all honesty, and even the dude admitted, the money was inside the window.
Okay.
Yeah. I still don't know to even rate this very second what actually happened. So this is going to be news to me. What happened?
Okay. So David Copperfield here on mic. what I did was I did an old flim-flammin' situation from the old vaudeville days, Matt.
I was like, sort of, you know, you know, these are spin plates and shit. I fugazied and bamboozled this guy all the way down to fucking nothing. I did an old school Sambo situation, soft shoe right on the fucking hood of his fucking tow truck without him even noticing.
Yeah. Hello, my ragtime gal.
Hello, my baby. So, all right. So,
oh, fuck, what happened?
Oh, all right, Matt, it's called Jazz Hands. It's something I learned back in the fucking 30s. But here's what happened. This guy asked me to sign a receipt. So I go, give me the fucking pen, right? So he gives me a pen. And I signed the fucking paper like up near the top of it, like as fast as I could. And I threw the pen across his truck into the passenger seat. And he was like, he goes, you didn't sign on the line. You got to sign. I said, fuck, what the fuck's the difference? Give me the fucking thing, right? And I was screaming at him and shit. So I had the 200 in my hand.
I saw that.
Now, this part of the story here is hyperbole. It was hypothetical, man.
Sure, yeah, yeah, absolutely. Right, right. It's definitely not true.
Purely hypothetical.
Ryan and Dan, I don't want you guys to think that I'm, living by any kind of, you know, off
criminal standards.
Yeah, yeah, of course not. I mean, based off the last episode, you guys know that we're all on the up and up here. But
very upstanding citizen. Oh, I can atone for that. Yes. Atone? What the fuck?
Never you can mind. Atone? Jesus Christ.
All right.
Yeah, never mind.
What, you a fucking nun?
Whatever. So, all right, so I fucking threw the pen in, and then so he asked me to sign it again, so I did the same exact fucking motion, but down near the line, and I threw it in, and I made it look like I threw the money in, but the money never left my hand.
Oh.
Huzzah.
Yeah, so much so that even Matt thought I did. So,
well, I was turned to go get my car.
Yeah, they call me the David Blaine of Connecticut, Matt. I don't know if you know this.
Yeah, well, you kind of look like him with the bags under your eyes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Half a
Come on, Matt. You can't, in the middle of the story, 2701 trip.
They have that.
Yeah, they do sometimes. Yeah, but yeah. Okay, so anyway, I threw the pen again, and then he asked me for my ID and all this other bullshit. And then Matt apparently thought that the money had gone into the truck. So when Matt came back in the car, the guy goes, well, give me the $200. And I was about to be like, you motherfucker. You know, because here's the thing is my landlord already told me, I'll just give you the money back.
Yeah, so really Joe wasn't losing it. Right.
I wasn't out anyway. Yeah. So Matt comes over and Matt goes, he already gave you the money. So in my head, I go, okay, we're playing this fucking game now. So I go, yeah.
I knew something was up. Like once the guy is going, no, but I really don't have it. And then now the guy's getting out of the car and he's pulling his pockets out and he's going, guys, I'm really not trying to beat you. Like, what the fuck, man? Like, where's the fucking money? And at this point, I knew that Joe pulled some type of flim-flam of some sort.
Yeah.
But I don't know what happened. So I just fucking stuck with it. I'm like, yeah, dude. He already gave you the money. I fucking saw it. Go fuck yourself.
So right about this
fucking
time.
He deserves every bit of this.
That's right. You're fucking right. Because
What did he really lose?
Yeah, what,
he
didn't
lose nothing.
Nothing. He shouldn't have even been here to tow my fucking car.
Yeah.
No, he shouldn't have been.
So right about this time, I pull a plate spinning fucking switcheroo situation, and I go like this to Emily. Put this shit somewhere where it don't fucking belong, and don't fucking say a goddamn word. Right? Did I not say that? Don't say a fucking word to anyone about anything. If anyone says anything, what do you say? And she's like, I don't know. Good. All right, sit there.
She's questioning all of her life choices in her head while you're telling her.
Yeah, like, what have I done?
It's
I'm going to
Long Island. What the fuck is going on here?
Emily was an accessory.
Yeah, well, and I don't treat her like that. I was just in
allegedly.
The moment. So, you know, just in case the NAACP or whoever handles that kind of thing.
Roll this up and stick it in your asshole.
Yeah, put it up here. So anyway, so I said, just do put this somewhere where it doesn't fucking belong and tell people you don't know. If they say anything, just say, I don't know. I was sitting in the car. I don't know. And then shut the fuck up and don't say a fucking word about anything.
Yep.
That's it. So the cops come up to me and I took my wallet out. I took everything on. I put it all in the hood of my car. And when he came over, he's like, so is it okay if I look through your wallet? I said, yeah, go ahead. My NAMBLA card's on one side, but other than that, everything's fucking straight and narrow. So he goes,
oh, yeah.
It's nice to be able to make a NAMBLA joke with somebody and not have to fucking explain what NAMBLA is, by the way. Yeah. Let me just tell you that.
Yeah. Most people are Googling it right now.
I had to Google it to find out. Because the cop, he immediately went in Joe's wallet, and the first thing he pulled out was that little lock of hair from your first victim?
Oh yeah, Matt, come on. That's what you can't.
Oh shit,
he tripped
that
out.
Sorry. That's 30 minutes.
Anyway, I said I was like, look through my shit, and the cop goes, do you have any hundreds on you in your wallet? I said, absolutely. I said, there's $500 bills, and then there's an extra, like, it's like $559, but I came here with $759, 700s and some 20s and 10s and dollars and shit.
exactly what my point was, is how are they going to ever prove that you walked in there with 700 or 500?
Yeah, what's the difference?
But that's why I'm saying this guy is not a fucking detective by any standard.
No, but he counted it, and it was 500 and,
well, no shit it was. Yeah. I mean...
And then he goes, is it okay if I look in your pockets? I said, sure, I'll pull them out for you. I said, you can watch me. Put your fucking thing on me. So I pull out every dumb pocket I had on me. I took my shoes off. I'm like, look inside my shoes. I said, look
in
my...
Guy, and now Joe's got the fucking cop bamboozled like you don't believe. Because the cop's going, nah, buddy, don't even take your shoes off. Don't worry about it.
No, yeah, I'm flim... Matt, I was flim-flam when I'm doing a Chris Angel levitation situation.
Yeah, you should have seen him. He was standing on the edge of a chair. Mm-hmm. He had a chair fucking half knocked over.
Say, oh, no, he floated. Yo, did you see him? He floated.
I even had fucking, what do you call that shit on, Matt? I had eyeliner
on. Yeah,
yeah,
he had eyeliner and a mask.
Yeah, and gel.
He looked like a burglar.
I did. I was like, I told him, pick a card, this fucking guy. So, all right. So he looks at my shit, and then he goes, I said, I open my door, I go, look in my car, do whatever you want to do. Just don't talk to the broad in the back seat. Leave her alone. I didn't say that, but I was like,
leave the 12-year-old girl in the back seat alone.
Yeah. Well, I don't think she's 12, Matt, but okay.
Whatever. 13.
That's all right. So I go, just do what you got to do. And then they went through the whole thing, and they go, well, we're looking, and the guy says they're not there. We looked in the thing, and I said, okay, so he fucking put $200 down his fucking pants. What am I supposed to do about that? Really? You want me to reach down his pants and pull it out?
And there's Joe projecting.
Right? Yeah. Allegedly. So anyway, the whole thing happens, and then the cops are like, eventually they couldn't figure out what the fuck to say, so they were just like, okay, fine. Just go.
After over an hour, they had to let us leave.
Yeah, they're like, just go.
There's no crime, dude. I mean,
nobody lost anything.
No, exactly. There was no crime,
and the guy didn't even lose anything.
No,
he. Let's put it this way: that guy was going to drive up here, and that's why he got my car. He was here anyway, so it's not like he made a special trip.
No, he was making his rounds.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
he didn't even lose gas on the fucking.
That's right. He was here.
He was trying to make some money.
Yep.
And I'm going to be honest with you. This is why, number one, why I fucking hate tow truck drivers. I want to kill them all. But number two, I don't believe that there should be anything like a towing contract. Because when these fucking guys want to make some money, if it's a light day or a light week, this dude's boss is going to go to fucking... 100 East Main or wherever, and where that contract is, and just pull a car out of there to make $200.
Yeah,
or go back again.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing that the police do with policing contracts and quotas and shit.
Right.
That's probably why they get along so well.
And it was the end of the month, if you think about it, too.
It was, yeah. And also, I'd like to just let it be known that company, that tow truck company that we went to that towed my car, has the police contract. I just want to let that be known.
Oh, okay.
They have the Berlin police contract.
Odd coincidence.
But there was nothing they can do because the burden of proof was on that guy. I said, I threw the pen. Yeah. I said, ask him if I threw a pen. I threw the pen and the money at the same time. The guy goes, he threw a pen. Okay, well, there you go.
I said to the guy, go over to that motherfucker right now and ask him if that fucking money went in his window. Because I saw it. The cop went over and the guy goes, well, yeah, it did, but I don't know what the fuck happened to it.
And here's the thing, too, is I said to the cop, I already talked to my landlord. He said he's going to reimburse me for it, so it's not even my fucking money. What do I give a shit?
Yeah, that's a fucking flim-flam from way back.
Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah, no. That's a shim-lim situation from America's Got Talent, Matt, from last season.
Yeah, dude. Jesus Christ. I mean, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So are you going to get that money back from your landlord, Joe?
Well, yeah, that's why
Did you not pay? Fuck him, that fuck.
Matt, come on. It's a 33...
Oh, shit.
$33.58.
Yeah, but Joe, they're really cheap.
Yeah, but I understand that, but... Anyway, no, yeah, so I did tell them what happened the next morning. I said, this guy tried to scam me out of $200, this son of a bitch.
But I gave him the $200. You're lucky there, fucking landlord. I should be asking you for $4.
Exactly. And so, they said they're gonna knock it off my rent or whatever. So
good.
Hell yeah.
Oh, right, that's good.
So, yeah, so...
I always forget to fucking hit the thing on the deal, Matt.
Did you go hit that, Joe?
Hang on, I gotta reset. So, yeah, so I'm definitely going to get that money off my rent here, right?
Excellent.
Wow, that's just swell.
Yeah,
so it worked out good. I mean, it was a fine.
So yeah, that's what happened. So all right, here's the deal. We've gone 34 minutes without taking a break, and Tripp is losing his fucking mind over there. I don't know if you can see him.
I hear a noise, but I thought he was just scratching.
I could see him.
Dan, you can see him, right?
What's he doing?
Yes, I can.
What's he doing? Yep. Scratching his head.
He's why is he giving me the finger?
He always does that. He doesn't like you. You guys don't really like each other.
Yeah,
but. So we're gonna take a break, and when we come back, we'll bullshit for a little while. We'll talk about some stuff, and then that'll be that. But in the meantime, we're gonna pay some bills, I think, here.
And, We'll steal more money from people to
Well,
pay.
Matt, come on. I don't know if that really happened or not. But we will be back right after these words. Hey, Matt, have you ever needed a towing company, perhaps? Matt, get that fucking food out of your mouth. I'm asking you a question about towing.
What happened?
I said, have you ever needed a towing company for anything?
Yeah, last week.
Yeah, because Danby's Towing here in Meriden, Connecticut. We got a local sponsor today.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. You've used Danby's, haven't you?
Yeah.
So are we paying them or are they paying us?
The wheel. They rent cars as well.
Yeah, wait, what was that, Dan?
I said, are we paying them or are they paying us for the spot?
No, they paid us. They give us a trip. How much did Danby's give us? Hang on, he's typing. $750. I mean, I don't know how much it is.
$750.
$750 pesos.
The listeners can't. Yeah, they can't hear us, the listeners, if
that's
I whisper.
That's a good deal, man.
Holy shit, they give us $750 for this spot. So, Matt, if you're in a real pinch and you need a car towed out of your fucking apartment parking lot.
I call the local mobile station.
Yeah. No, you got to call Danby's.
What?
The Danby's.
Oh, I mean Danby's.
Yeah, you go call them.
Yeah. I think Danby's got me a couple times, to be honest.
Did they really?
Yeah, I don't know if it's not something I like to admit, but I've actually had encounters with repo men before.
Oh, that, yeah.
Believe it or not.
I think we may or may not have talked about one of those times on the fucking podcast one time, haven't we?
Yeah, we did one. There were several times, though. I think there was at least two or three times.
That's how you know things have gone wrong, Ryan.
Yeah. But I'm sure they're friendlier than Midland Auto Recovery, which is down in the Columbia, South Carolina area. If you are interested, they do have an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
The triple B.
Yeah, the triple B. Give them A+.
But
in South Carolina for what they do, which is fuck people over that are already fucked.
Oh, that's they're very nice of them.
Snappy motto.
Dan, do you that also use Danby's, or do you use yet another fucking towing company?
There's another towing company called the Collins Brothers Towing Company, and they have a 4.4 star rating out of 5. In it's over here in Brainerd, Minnesota.
Brainerd, yeah, I hardly you even know her.
Fucking Brainerd. I'm getting tired of this shit, damn.
This podcast gets so lazy. We don't even care about the sponsor. We just eat. We're just sitting here eating through the spot.
Matt, I don't know if anybody told you,
but
we're recording.
We're trying to. I'm trying to be legit here. I'm trying to plug the.
Yeah, Ryan. A lot of people told me that.
The Collins Brothers. I mean, I'm sorry. The Collins Brothers.
Is he still fucking going?
Yeah, Matt. He's back in Brainerd.
He's talking about.
I'm more
the
interested in what Ryan was going to say. I did.
No, Dan was talking about the Wayans brothers, and I was trying to listen to him.
The Wayans brothers? No, it's the,
Oh, those two with the bald head.
Oh, come on, what the
fuck?
Oh,
no.
3922.
Oh, those two guys over there, yeah. The two.
Oh, my God. 3928, Trip.
It's back to back. Another one, 3928, if you could, Trip. 3922 and 28. So listen, if you want your car, listen, if you got a front wheel drive car, Danby's is not going to be one of these assholes that tows it from the back end just to get it out of the spot and then it goes around the front or whatever. They do it the right way. They'll knock on your door and be like, hey, we're towing your car. You know, that kind of thing.
They'll break your glass in.
That guy was really worried because he had cum in his beard.
That guy had cum in his beard?
Most likely.
Is that what that was? I thought it was like glaze from a Krispy Kreme situation, but I guess maybe. Okay, if, now that you mention it.
Are we done?
Yeah, did I mean, he have could, that beer kit? The beard kit in his truck? Like, you know,
yeah,
like
the oil, the balm and shit?
Yeah.
I have beard oil. That doesn't make you a fag.
Well.
It's when you're
the beard oil.
What really he had makes Matt's someone beard fag- oil in his beard.
Who's talking shit? Because I don't listen to this.
No, he had like Gentleman Jim beard bomb or whatever the fuck that shit is.
The beard bomb. Yeah, tow truck driver had beard bomb.
What's really telling, Matt, to tell if someone's a fag or not is if they're that guy from last week with the, in the tow truck. That's how you know if someone's a definite fag.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. We pulled up and he was actually sucking a cock.
Yeah, Trip, can we say fag? Is that? Yeah, he says yes.
I think you can say that. Yeah. What was his name? You didn't happen to catch his name, did you?
His name was Lee.
Was it really?
Lee?
Yeah, the gayest name ever.
Lee? That's definitely gay. So, for all of your towing needs, go to Collins Brothers, or what was the one down in South Carolina, Ryan?
Honest Amish Beard Oil.
Oh my God. What was it? It was Midland Auto Recovery. Give them a call if you want your collateral. Whatever the fuck that means.
I have no idea.
If you want your collateral.
That's what it says, yeah. If you want your collateral.
That's some fucking bullshit is what that is.
If you need a towing company, just call AAA. They'll figure it out.
I thought we were done
out.
With this.
Yeah, we're
no,
we're
just
done.
Call Lee.
Yeah, okay, we're done.
Fucking,
yeah, call Lee. He'll give you the beard bomb and give you a blowjob at the same time. Yeah.
For a good head, call Lee.
Loves the dick.
Keep listening for more privateers. Welcome back to Privateers Incorporated.
All right, who's the sponsor today?
The sponsor. What do you mean the sponsor, Matt? You almost tricked me there. You almost bamboozled me like I did fucking Lee that one day.
Oh, I have him.
Lee's Towing Company.
Maybe, Dan. I don't know. I mean, you know, yeah, could or could not be. I'm not sure. I don't know what Matt's doing in the background there, so... Yeah, so that was I just told you guys on the break about my second confrontation about, you know, I feel like it's weird. It's almost like in the last couple of weeks I've been like tempted to go back to my old ways almost.
Yeah. What does that mean, Joe?
What do you mean? What does that mean? No, I'm talking about like, you know, like how we used to be when we were kids? You know. No, I don't mean vice. No. 4355 Trip. I think we should.
But we were.
I'm not so sure about that.
You know,
I beg to differ.
That's not
fuck you, man. I am fucking sure. You know what? I'm done. Are we done?
No, we're not done. Yeah. This is the second part of the show, man.
Thanks for listening. Done. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Let me play an outro song. Hang on a second. I gotta find one. No, but I've been really angry lately. I don't know why. Is it just me, or is like is it the heat? Is it global warming? I don't know what fuck it is.
It is hot in here.
It's not the heat over here.
No, not you, Dan. You're in fucking it's 10 below zero. I'm sure.
No, it's about 30 degrees today.
Fuck over here.
Elon Omar loves everybody.
That's the whole disillusionment of you know, just you saying, you know, I'm going back to my old ways. It's because we were taught that anger has no place in life, and that you have to get rid of it, and that's absolutely not true.
No, that, no, I agree. Yeah,
how can that be possible? I mean, anger is like a fucking Rage Against the Machine said it was a gift. I agree with that.
Anger is a gift, and then the radio explodes.
So we have to be happy all the time, right?
Okay, look at it this way. Like, if you had that encounter last week and you approached it with kind words and you just forsook all anger, it wouldn't have gone that way. You would have both got fucked over.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Joe wouldn't have stolen the money. I wouldn't have gotten the money.
How do you steal your own money, though?
No, that was a magic trick, Matt.
It was, I mean, it may or may not have landed on the guy's lap. Joe went in for a feel and then grabbed the money back. Lee is gay.
Mind free.
No, but you're right, because what if... You're right, because I'm trying to think, what was the last time I approached something trying to be nice or kind or trying to do things what, you know, society would tell you is the best way? And then, you know, it... When was the last time I did that? And then it fucked me over. That would be every single time.
That always happens.
Yeah, exactly.
It's, because it doesn't pay to be nice.
It's almost the same reaction as like if you show fear or if you're scared of something.
Right. Yeah.
You're
people afraid. Take advantage.
It's the fight or flight. It's that like motivational reaction. It's the same thing with anger. It's a situation that you need to get out of. And that's the path of flight. It's usually anger.
You should always be on the offensive.
Sorry, fight.
Go ahead, Dan.
I said you should always be on the offensive, right? That's what that means.
Yeah, you should be, yeah. But is everybody else like me where you go
hungry all the time, you mean? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yes, no, actually.
But where you go that one step further because you're not just angry about something, or you don't just have like an anger about something. Yeah. You go straight past that to hate, and like you have like a personal vendetta against, you know, the fat fucking bitch at Walmart or whatever. Like instead of just being angry at the way she's treating you, you want her to die.
There's a difference between. Let me ask you this: what's the difference between anger and hatred?
Mm. Well, I don't think there's much of a difference. I believe that hatred is just a step further than anger.
Dan, what are your thoughts on hatred versus anger? Because let me tell you guys something right now. For all the listeners out there, you know who has a lot of fucking like anger in them that like it comes out sporadically and like fucking like at a massive level?
Dan.
Oh,
Dan.
Absolutely. I will completely agree with you on that.
So, Dan, do you feel like when you get angry, like you have to reel it back sometimes because you feel like, you know, it's not acceptable anymore? Like, you know, like in the past 10 years, 20 years versus when you were younger?
Yeah, I think I do have to reel it back.
Yeah.
I love it when Dan goes so in depth with his answers. Just
yes.
Yeah. But if I.
That's a Dan splaining right there.
Yeah, but you don't let me get a word in edgewise. That's the problem.
No, that's why.
Wait, he was asking you a question.
I'm asking you right now, yeah.
Okay, so. I forgot what I was going to say. No, but honestly, I felt myself always trying to hold back my anger because people were like, what are you doing? What the hell is your problem? And all this other stuff. I've never, ever felt comfortable expressing my anger at all. And
Do you hold it in a lot, though, Dan?
I do hold it in because I don't have anybody to express it to.
I have a question, though, Dan.
Yeah.
Is the fact that you felt weird or feel weird, whatever, expressing your anger because you're basically told to not express your anger?
Yeah, because I was.
Is that why you feel awkward? Because it was always you had your anger suppressed for so long.
Yeah. Yes. My anger was suppressed for a long time.
Okay.
But now what do you do when you get angry?
And you know what? Honestly, I don't know that I feel hatred, but I feel I just get angry about a lot of stuff. It's just a long-term anger.
The difference? Yeah.
Go ahead.
How would you define the difference between anger and hatred?
Well, anger is short-term and hatred is long-term, I guess.
So hatred is like when you turn that anger inside and you start processing it internal. Anger is when you lash out. Everybody, anger is lash out in the moment. that knee-jerk reaction, it's time to fight. Hatred is when you bottle that up. I believe, I could be wrong, it's when you bottle that shit up and it just fucking festers. And it manifests. And I think hatred is more self-destructive than anger is.
I kind of agree with that. I mean, I think it's definitely on the right track. I do feel like hatred is a more personal thing. Because I don't hate every right off the bat. But I do after the fact.
It just gets ridiculous. Once I meet him. Now it's fucking 50-30 something.
But you know what I'm saying. But after a while, once you talk, I mean, but it's not just that. There's everybody. But I think you start hating, okay, if there's a, like your ex-wife, you were talking about her the other day, Ryan.
Yeah.
And you were talking about a situation that happened after a funeral. If you didn't start hating her after that, if you were just angry, you know, there was probably anger against her, but hatred would begin at that point. That's why I'm saying I think it's just a step past.
You think it's like an escalation of anger?
Yeah, I do believe that it's the same fucking thing, but moving past it, because you can go from being angry at someone to fucking absolutely hating them.
Well, but let me ask you, hang on though. I have something a little bit. Think of it in a different way.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're brought up to hate a certain type of people or a certain thing or a certain music, or I don't know about music, you can say you hate, but
yeah, Broadway shows.
Okay, but whatever. Like if you hate, like you can be taught to hate something. I don't know if you can be taught to be angry at something though.
Yeah. No? I think everybody is inertly can be angry. Everybody has that ability.
Yeah. Right.
So you're saying it's like nurture versus nature, hatred versus anger. I probably said those backwards, but you're right.
I think that's what he's getting at. But I see it in a little bit different way, because you can be taught to hate a certain person, right? But just because you're taught that doesn't mean you're going to feel that way. But I think if that type of person does more and more shit wrong to you, or you find that what you're being taught is right, you start getting angry at that type of person. And then you could start
listening to Matt awkwardly dance around these words.
That's great. Yeah.
Yeah, I think,
well, it's hard for me to do this.
I know it is.
Saying fucking
I think spot on that, because
5225.
Because I mean, as a kid, I was not taught to hate anybody. And
but you do now.
But here's what happens is when you see people and then you realize that you know, like I surround all my surroundings, I realize that that stereotypes,
yeah, because your environment is your biggest teacher. I mean,
exactly, you
know, no matter who your parents are, what your family raised you to believe, or what your, it's always, you never listen to your parents anyways, it's always your friends and your surroundings.
When you find out that stereotypes are stereotypes for the very reason.
For a reason. They didn't just pull them out of thin
air. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's not even, I don't think that's Dan saying anything bad either.
No, I'm not.
Because he could be talking about anything.
Exactly.
Women drivers, for example.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I don't know.
You could essentially be talking about white people. And that's exactly my point.
Yeah. That's exactly my point. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I mean, and I'm not trying to get political or anything, but when I see certain people, like I was watching some shit on the news the other day, I don't even want to get into it, but I saw certain people that were not black or Hispanic or anything like that. It was just like there was just these certain people. It's not even just women or anything. There's just like a stereotype of just the way that someone is. It's not even a specific type of person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I could say women, but it wasn't every woman. I could say black people, but it wasn't every black person. Or Muslim, but it wasn't every Muslim. There's just something about certain fucking people, and the stereotype holds true for everybody, you know. But then again, I think you could just stereotype the entire human race and say we're all fucking retarded.
Yeah.
And I hate everybody just for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't say retarded. What,
yeah.
I like this one. I'm not racist, but I hate everyone equally.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good saying.
Yeah. I mean, as cliche as that sounds, yeah, it's right. I mean,
yeah, there's.
I just don't like people.
See, but do you really hate everybody, or do you just hate how that interaction with people?
No, I hate.
You just
everybody.
Hate people in general.
I can't stand people, because I see, especially with the amount of people that I deal with on a daily basis, I see the worst in everybody for every reason, and it's not because. And I try to be nice to people, as bad as it fucking sounds. But I try, dude. But it's fucking. There's people that are just fucking assholes.
You're better than me. I don't even try.
And I see it out of somebody that could, that even at one point could be nice. I mean, there was an old lady that was really nice to me, but then she
fucking
out of nowhere. She just got a fucking cunty attitude toward me. So I called her a cunt and told her to leave.
She's a woman. That's how they are.
I mean, I don't care whether you're white and 78 years old. You're a fucking cunt.
Oh, they're the worst. Oh, God, the
fucking white bitches.
They're the fucking there. But let me ask you a question, because so to touch on what you were saying, Ryan, and I feel like this is the main point of it, is 20 years ago, it was not that big of a deal to get angry about shit and say something and voice your opinion on being
angry.
Is
that true?
Yeah, and having of course, and be having negative emotions. But now, in the last at least 5 to 10 years, you're not allowed to be fucking mad anymore.
Well, because you trigger people or whatever?
I don't know what the fuck it is, but it's just there's a stigma with being mad or being angry or having any kind of negative feeling towards something.
Well, explain what you mean. Who has ever said that? I've never had. I mean, other than like my wife and shit, who like for health reasons doesn't want me to be angry all the time. But like random people don't say, "Oh, sir, you're so angry."
You know what it is? It's the Facebook. I call it the Facebook attitude.
It's happened to me.
You have to have a Facebook attitude.
Yeah.
In other words, everything has to be peachy.
You have to have Facebook first.
Yeah. Well, think about it this way. When someone gets angry and says something like to the paparazzi or to a fan, like if somebody pisses them off, like a celebrity I'm talking about, they have to immediately go through a publicist and go, "I'm really sorry for the way I acted the other day. I should
no lie. Apologies." Because, remember that?
Because the media
no apologies.
Is so fucking bad.
Fuck the media.
That's what I'm
saying. What episode was that?
That's right. Yeah.
You know, I'm fucking torn on this. Like on this specific... on this specific topic, when you're talking about famous people in the media, before I was like, dude, don't apologize for shit. But then I'm like, you know what? If the people that pay you want you to do something, I guess you need to just do it. Because you're living better than me.
I don't know, dude. I mean, I would give up. I don't know. I don't agree. I mean, I agree to a certain extent. But then again, it's like, how much are you willing to give up of your own well-being, your own good, your own everything, just for fucking money? There's always something else you could do. I mean,
yeah,
you know, you could always be nice.
It was the Kevin. I'm sorry.
I never step on anybody.
No. I don't give a fuck.
Get angry, Matt. Come on.
Asshole.
They had a Kevin.
Stop stepping on people.
Yeah, go ahead.
God damn it. All right,
go ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah.
The Kevin Hart special. Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it. I'm not saying Kevin Hart's name anymore.
No, go ahead. Just say it. Go ahead.
But all right, he made a documentary. I think it was on Netflix or something.
Wait, who did?
And Kevin Hart.
Well, so anyway, Matt, what were we talking about with it? No, all right. That's the last joke I'm going to make. All right, go ahead.
But he had said something about if his
it's episode 6.
Matt, stop. Ryan's trying to, listen.
No, I'm just joking.
Ryan's been trying to say something for 5 minutes. Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead.
His he made a joke about if his kid ended
I
up
never
gay,
saw that.
Slap him and say, "No, stop, that's gay." I don't know if you ever saw that bit.
That's kind of funny.
I did see that, yeah.
Okay, so, and the gay or whatever the fucking LMNOP community
the
went
alphabet
absolutely
people.
Fucking ballistic over it and told him they want an apology, and he said, "Why? That it's a joke." And then after going back and forth, one of the people that worked with him, who was a lesbian, said, "The thing is, they don't care that you made the joke. They care that you incorporated violence with it, because that's what they deal with every day." So he was like, "All right." So you could sort of tell, like, for the camera, he was like, "So I did the right thing and apologize." But you could tell he did it very fucking begrudgingly and you know,
sarcastically almost.
But then should he do that? Because these fucking people pay him. And they can take him right off of his... They proved it with Louis. They proved it with the wine... You know, all the fucking perverts and shit. They took all of them down.
Yeah, that's like the world Dave that we live in. Yeah, Dave Chappelle. Like, well, Dave Chappelle just did a Netflix, you know, comedy thing or whatever.
And he wasn't really one of the big offenders.
Who was that other guy?
Like, no. Thankfully for him, there was Bill Cosby. And,
Harvey Weinstein. Weinstein. And who was that other guy that they really like?
Which guy are you talking about?
Pissed
Dan?
Off at
Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, Harvey.
Louis C.K. That's right. Oh,
Louis C.K. They destroyed Louis C.K.'s career. Yeah.
Yeah, but again, so I mean, let's be honest about Louis C.K. for a second. So Louis C.K. apologized and did this whole thing, but Louis C.K. didn't really have to because Louis C.K. had a failing show. It went from HBO to some other fucking network, and it was
on
show.
FX, and it was the biggest show on FX.
But it wasn't that. It wasn't even that fucking funny. He went through the whole thing with HBO with the same exact show, and it got canceled after one season. It was funny. I like Louis C.K. and I actually thought that show was really funny. It did not belong.
You're talking
on the next...
about dude. His show on HBO was awesome.
That's what I'm saying.
It was really good.
I thought it was great, but nobody cared about it. Nobody wanted it. And then it went to some other network thing. But it's like, he didn't have to apologize. He's Louis C.K. He doesn't fucking really... It's not like he makes $1 billion a year.
Right. It's a good point. That's a good point you bring up. He didn't apologize.
Oh, he didn't?
No.
I thought he did.
He apologized sort of...
Like haphazardly.
Double-handed. Yeah, like backhanded apology, like... I'm sorry you feel like I did this to you.
Okay, yeah. Well then good for him then, yeah.
And we went over this in a past episode, because
we did a whole episode. That broad,
Dan, do you remember that I had
the
like
shampoo
a Twitter
broad.
Fight with her or something?
Yeah, that broad about the shampoo.
Yeah, so, but any, yes, exactly, the shampoo broad. But it was, the whole thing was, Louis C.K. has a thing where he likes to jerk off in front of girls. That's his thing. There's not a problem with that. And every single time he did it with consent. He said, I like to jerk off in front of girls. Is it okay if I jerk off in front of you? They had the choice to leave. They didn't leave. They stayed there. They watched him jerk off. And then later on, they complained that, Louis C.K. jerked off in front of me. And he said, listen, I didn't understand at the time how much power I had over these people or how much power they perceived that I had over them. But I
should have gotten
consent from every
tape.
Single one of them and say, this is what I like to do. And nobody left. So if you want to...
The same thing with Harvey Weinstein, though.
He should have gotten on tape. Maybe,
but all right, now put it this way: when we all heard this story, how many of us got like uncomfortable? Like, oh fuck, are we?
Just
next?
Like the
one of us has a story like
I may be the next Louis C.K.
Yeah, and then when it goes, it got even worse. When you guys know Aziz Ansari?
Yeah, he did the same shit. He'd like to eat bitches' pussies.
He actually did it. There was one. The story that did him in was. He was flirting with a girl. He grabbed her hand and like put it on his clothing crotch
Plenty.
Over his crotch.
Yeah.
How
yeah,
many
Joel,
of us have
Joel
done
likes
shit
to do that
like
with
that?
Boys?
Seriously.
I mean, sorry.
Well, every
fucking
guy.
Around with girls and stuff.
I did that yesterday, did I not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, what was that? That NAM. What was that called? NAMBLA. That's it.
But NAMBLA.
Well, Neil, that's a legend. That was a joke, Dan. I'm not really a card member since 1924.
but listen, when it comes to like these when it comes to like Harvey Weinstein or whatever. So he told them, I'm going to do this. He didn't even ask him, right? He told them, and that may be where some of the people's in their minds the line gets blurred.
Weinstein had some Dr. No setup where, like, you walk in there, he hits a button and it locks the doors, and then he hits a booby trap and you go into his fuck pit or whatever. It was really, elaborate.
But then again, every one of them agreed. And because he offered them something and they took it.
Yes.
With the caveat of they could make or break
their
career.
But they agreed.
Yes.
Which
so fucking what? That's so what? That's your. That's on you.
But Ryan,
I mean, what the fuck? That's right. I don't give a fuck.
You don't have to argue it with me. I'm just stating facts. This is
no. I'm just saying like that. That doesn't matter. But that's the argument, though. Is
and
you're right. Doesn't make fucking sense. Who gives a fuck?
Apparently,
so what? So,
these
so you wanted that, something?
These starving actresses and actors that are trying to make a name for themselves care very much. Take that however you will.
Yeah, and I'll tell you something.
Well, they're fucking whores, though.
But
think about it that way.
But I'm going to say something.
You know what I'm saying? Are they? If they weren't whores, they wouldn't be in the fucking situation, you slutty fucks.
But hang on a second. Dan, if Harvey Weinstein tells me, hey, Joe, come into my room and fucking,
you're going to say no.
Lick my balls and you can have a fucking
multi-million-dollar
career.
I would probably do
the same thing. I'd be like, fucking, all right, get your fucking balls out. Come on, what's the difference? Who gives a shit? It's a couple million dollars. Yeah. Anyone who's going to laugh at me about it, I'm going to say I got money.
Well, right. There's two ways to look at it. There's people that would say, fuck it, I want the money. And there's people that would say, no, thanks. tanks and walk out.
Yeah.
But there ain't going to be any issue. There should be no issue either way.
You consent.
There shouldn't be me coming back later and going,
that's it.
Oh, I regret my decision because that's exactly what it is. You're a whore and you regret your decision. End of story.
So you're saying because you should walk out of there and say no, and that was it, and walk out and or... As opposed should, to saying yes,
we should
and
do
then
a Twitter thing.
And said it really
a Twitter thing,
or
what is it called? A tweet that says
that's yeah. right.
No yeah. backseats.
And I'm gonna hold on.
All
right. Right, but let me tell you, son. I'm gonna go one step further, though, Ryan, because what you said when you said, okay, they should say this, they shouldn't go in, do it, and then basically have regrets later. I'm gonna make one fucking point here. Okay, all these women. They never made. Have you fucking ever heard of their names before? Other than the ones that are famous, but yeah. they made it. They made it.
Assume,
and that's a. And,
I, you
let's
know,
say it was.
The thing is, I really don't know. I didn't pay that close attention to them.
Yeah. I didn't either, but that's because I've never heard their fucking names before.
Yeah, there was no like A-listers. It wasn't like Angelina Jolie came out.
No, but there was a couple. There was a couple. There was like one or two A-list broad, or A or B-list broads. But when they're going, oh, I can't believe. But listen. You're an A or B list broad because you fucked this guy. He told yeah. you that. He told you that before you fucked him, and you did it anyway.
I might be mistaken, but I think Weinstein was actually a pretty bad egg.
No, he was.
Like, he was sort of on the same, like, yo, the Bill Cosby thing fucked me up.
Yeah.
Because I was like, one came out, and I was like, fucking lying bitch. Two, three, I'm like, all right, they're all in cahoots with each other. It's a big scene.
68?
When it, the 68
I didn't realize there were
68 out, I was like, right,
women.
There might be something to this.
There could be six. There
yeah.
could have been
yeah, but
69.
So, Weinstein.
No, it was like in the 30s, but still
37.
Way too many.
There was 37. Maybe. It could be,
it's possible.
Man. But I'm just saying, he could have been a bad egg. He could have been a dude. In fact, I'll be honest with you, he could have fucking raped them. Okay, he could have just straight up raped them right then and there. But the
but
fact
when you're
that every single one of them waited until there was a fucking suit going on before they
yeah,
decided
yeah,
to say something. But every one of them
on.
That filed a suit yeah. never made it anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're just mad that they got fucked and didn't make it anywhere. That's all it is.
Well, I think we can all agree that hate has gotten to the point where we have to suppress it to the point.
Look, I even hate these whores that fucked Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, but look. Hate. It used to be just a natural response to a natural situation, and now it's being suppressed by people, and
I
it's going to
so.
Blow up at some point. And I think this is maybe just a trend. This is all going to go away anyway. Oh, there's
yeah,
a pipe
will.
Organ
it
somewhere.
It always though. Does.
But
what is that?
It ebbs and flows.
But I'm going to tell you who. I'm going to tell you, Matt, who I'm not going to apologize to.
Who's that?
That's Dan.
Oh boy.
Why is that?
You want
to
know why
aren't
I'm
you going
to
apologize
Dan,
to me?
Dan, do you
why,
know why?
Wait, what are we doing?
Hang on, Dan. Do you know why I'm not going to apologize to you?
Oh boy.
Well. Because I may or may not have a new segment.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm sorry. Listen, Tripp and I get together sometimes, okay?
Oh, God. And I can't. Well, hold on.
What do you mean? Where are you going, Matt?
Sit
or,
up here.
Or you're going to pull a chair up?
Okay. I just got. I almost was asleep. But.
All right, so Tripp and I
get
together.
Does Tripp lock you in his office with a button and undo his pants?
He does. Yes.
Yeah, the fucking table.
TMI, Joe.
Over.
TMI.
Yes, he has deformed testicles. So, okay. He. Tripp. Sorry about that. Sometimes he's like, hey, man, I found something. And I'm like, what do you mean found something? I think he's finding something around the studio or something like that.
Who's
says,
this, Harvey Weinstein?
No, this is Tripp.
Oh.
So Tripp, as you know, or if you don't know, Tripp engineers the show. He does all the, you know, most of the sounds and shit. I do some of the board stuff, and then Tripp does the rest.
Wait, what is this noise?
Who is on a merry-go-round? There's a calliope in the background, Matt, I think, or
what
something.
What is that?
I don't know. I don't know if that's Dan or Ryan. I'm
he has sure. kids on his merry-go-round.
I love that.
What are you doing? are you at the grocery store?
No, I'm in the house, and the kids are watching fucking TV in the next room, and they got a blasting.
Holy shit. What are they,
that's
deaf?
That's like so
90s. We're going to have to get copyright clearance from SpongeBob SquarePants. On this
one. Holy fuck, man.
Yeah. It really is, yeah. So, Dan, I hate to do this to you, but Tripp and I got together, and it turns out...
Okay, anyway, well, visit us are on our webpage at privateersinc.com.
Dan.
Visit our face space at... what the hell
no,
is
no,
that?
No, hold on a minute now.
Hang on. Tripp has a way to mute you if he has to. So
yeah, mute this fucking guy.
All right, so here's the thing.
Tripp says, Dan keeps his mic on all the time, okay? Not all the time. Well, he used to keep it on all the time.
Yeah.
Dan has a hot mic.
Yeah. Okay? Oh, so hot.
And I don't think Dan realizes.
I don't think Dan realizes Dan has a hot mic.
Yeah. So sometimes.
What the fuck's he doing?
I don't know.
It's so hot.
He's whacking off, man. All right. So Tripp showed me something, and I was like, I came up with a brainstorm. I said, and again, Matt, I think it's stage four
brain cancer,
you know, cerebellum situation. Yeah. But I came up with an idea, and I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to roll out a new segment. It's called Dan's Open Mic.
Oh God.
Okay. So if you guys are ready, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play. I came up with an intro song, just so you know.
Really? That's so strange.
Yeah, believe it or not. So I came up with an intro song. I'm gonna fucking cut our mics for a second. We're gonna listen to this intro song, and then we're gonna go into a new segment that it's a surprise to you guys called Dan's Open Mic. So here we go.
Oh God.
Uh huh. Yeah. 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 Uh huh.
This motherfucker did it again.
Yeah.
Didn't realize he hit record.
Yeah.
At least it's not Matt saying. Here he goes again. Oh my Lord.
Uh huh. Don't tell me why.
This sounds gay. Joe, I'm sorry. I don't think this is working.
What the fuck was that?
Oh, boy.
I want to know.
I think I fell asleep.
Oh, right. My God, dude.
So this segment is called Dan. No, this segment is called Dan's Open Mic. So, Dan, just so you know, what we're going to do is we're going to pick a thing from every week when your mic is hot and you're saying shit and doing things you don't know.
Oh, man.
Here we go.
And
this is fucking wonderful.
When I say I may have the best clip of all fucking time, I mean that. Like, this may be the one and only time we do this because I think it's going to be hard.
He's going to
be very aware now.
There's nothing that's going to top this one. I don't think. Hopefully not.
If it's what I think it is, it's nothing is going to top this.
Okay. Oh boy!
So if you guys listen, this is Dan. this is Dan coming in. This is Dan coming in on part two of the episode last week. So here you go. If you guys just listen real quick, you'll hear this, and you may have to listen real closely. Okay. Until we come into it, you may or may not hear this. So listen very closely. If you're at home listening, turn up your radios all the way, your car stereos to volume 100 or whatever it is.
Do it now.
Okay, everyone, listen. Listen very quietly, and you'll hear. Okay, here we go.
What the hell is this? I've never heard this before. Oh my God. I did that on purpose.
Oh my God, Dan, that was the best fucking thing ever.
Yeah, just, oh my God.
I did that
on
purpose.
Were you
sitting
on a wicker fucking chair, dude?
I did.
Oh, Dan, that was the best.
Yes, I did.
You did? You farted? I couldn't tell. Dan, that was fucking great, dude.
Dan, Dan's open mic this week is Dan farting, and it is probably the best thing I've ever fucking heard.
Oh, Joe, one more time.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got to play it another time. Here we go.
What the hell is this? I've never heard this before. I actually put the mic near my butt.
How did the mic pick that up?
I was hoping you guys wouldn't. I don't know. I was hoping you would pick it up, and I'm glad you did.
Oh, my God.
Hang on. Joe, was there a noise of him moving his ass?
Yeah, there was. I almost thought for 1 second, Matt, that he was recording the fucking podcast from inside of his anal cavity. But I don't think that's what happened. I think that it just picked up. He has a really sensitive mic.
Holy fuck, dude.
Yes, it was.
Dan, what do you have to say for
yourself? I'm surprised you didn't hear it. Nobody said anything to me, and then you must have heard it when you were editing it.
No, dude.
It was right when we just came in from the break, and I was sort of talking over, but unfortunately for you, I got, or well, not for you, you did it on purpose, but Tripp picked it up and he isolated it.
you put the mic up to your phone, not, to your butt, not the phone. Shit. Like if you put the phone up to it, we would
all heard it.
Put the mic up to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was like you were trying to slip it in there without anybody fucking noticing.
Dan, that was fucking great. That was the most like oddly perfect sounding set of farts ever.
So that was Dan's open mic.
Yeah.
I'm gonna play the intro song as the outro, Matt.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
This motherfucker did it again.
Yeah.
Didn't realize he hit record.
Yeah.
At least it's not Matt saying. Here he goes again. Oh my lord.
Dan's open mic.
Dan's open mic. Dan's open mic.
I'm trying to figure out what that music is all
about. Hopefully,
to become
a new
really works with
fan favorite or something, Matt. Absolutely.
With the fart.
It's about Dan's open mic.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Dan's open mic.
No, not just the
about?
Fart, Dan, because I'll tell you right now, Tripp told me
oh,
about
great. I can't wait to hear it.
Before.
Yeah, we have another one queued up for next week, by the way, Dan. That's not the only one.
Oh, no.
It's